Welcome to Comic Booked. I am Matthew McLachlan.
And I am Katie Sexton.
And this is the podcast where I teach Katie and you everything I know about comic book characters.
One character at a time.
Whoa, really? Wow.
That's overwhelming.
You're really excited?
Oh, it's good.
You know what else you're going to be excited for?
What?
This intro! It got spooky.
It got spooky at the end.
What episode is this? 4,000?
It's hot still.
So, yeah.
That's all I know. That's all I know is that it's still hot.
It's a hot day. It's a hot night. It's a hot everything because it's hot. It's summer.
Hot. It's Saturday night fever.
Yeah.
Because my fever's breaking and I'm sweating.
Yeah.
And it's hot.
Do you like the heat or do you prefer the cold?
Listen, I'm definitely a summer gal.
Okay.
I could live on the beach.
Right.
But there was a time in my life when I was in like sixth or seventh grade. I was reading a lot of Robert Frost.
Oh, I get it. With the name probably got you cold.
Name got me cold, but also it was about New England and in the winter time.
Right.
I think he wrote a story about Alaska and about the dog sled racing in Alaska.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to do that. I was like, that's what I'm doing.
You want to be a dog sled person.
I wanted to be a dog sled person, but there is no way as adult, Katie, that I would ever do that because that's cold. You got to get cold to do that.
It sucks. You got to get cold. There's no beach dog sledding.
No, there's no beach sled. There should be.
Yeah.
It's hard to walk in sand.
So you think the sled's going to, you think the dogs are going to have fun?
Do you think snow has a similar effect as sand?
Depends on how hot it is.
Walking and running.
And if they step on a jellyfish, ouch. Ah.
Ouch.
Oof.
Because that's the dog barking and saying ouch at the same time.
Yeah. Woofsh. Woofsh.
Woofsh.
Yeah, I get it.
Woach.
Woach. That dog is woach.
Papa woach.
Shit.
I always ask this question. It's very dark, but like, would you rather die cold or die hot?
God, I would die cold because you don't feel anything.
Not until the last little bits, though. You're really fucking cold up until then, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I would say probably hot because it's not painful.
No.
Cold is painful.
Cold is painful. The numbness and your limbs dying off because it's so cold.
No one feels their heat to their bones.
That's so true. You're cold to your bones.
You're bone cold.
Bone cold.
Yeah.
To your marrow.
Uh-huh.
I really hate when your hands stop working.
Yeah, and you're just smashing them against things.
It reminds me of how in dreams, you're trying to run away and you can't run. I've had those scary dreams where I'm trying to call 911.
Yeah.
And I look at the phone and I can't because I don't know where the, like, there's no numbers
can't
on there.
Can't push those numbers.
So it's like that. It's like that nightmare in my hands.
Katie, you want to see who you're going to learn about today?
Please.
Great. So this is what I'm going to do, Katie. I'm going to show you a picture and you're going to tell me who you think this is and what their powers are, okay?
I can't wait.
Great.
Oh. Ooh.
Katie's gears just shift from excited to panic fear immediately.
Oh, gosh. This guy wears his meat on the outside.
Oh, man. Prince Charming, huh?
He wears the meats on the outside of his body.
And I thought they had meat on the outside.
Oh, man.
Tell us what you're looking at.
He's got these ice blue eyes,
mm-hmm.
but a very red blood meat skull. Maybe it's not meat, but it's like red alien skull.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He's missing the nose. There's just two holes.
Inside outside meat man has no cartilage.
No cartilage. Okay. Or a very, 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 very tiny Michael Jackson nose
yeah.
happening. Yeah. This first picture, he's wearing all black and it's like leather strappy guy.
Yeah, leather daddy.
Leather daddy. He's got something that I've always loved. I don't know if it actually feels good to smoke out of one of these things, but those long cigarettes.
Oh, the Cruella de Vil thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's got to make it fun.
It's got to make it a bit more fun.
Because, you know, it's not close to your face. So you're not like, it might burn me.
It's like, it might burn you.
Yeah.
He's got the cool lighter, the lighter that lights gasoline stations on fire. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, where you flick it and you drop it and then everything blows up. He's got a Nazi vibe.
Okay.
He's got this like meathead Nazi vibe with this outfit. It's like this leather daddy German.
Mein Führer style.
Mein Führer. This is not a good guy.
You don't think so?
No good guy wears black leather gloves.
I'd say no guy who isn't somehow affiliated with Nazis.
No guy that's not Nazi.
I want you to tell me, who is this?
This is the Bloody Pilgrim.
Okay. Is he blood? Like, is that red wet?
It's wet in parts.
Oh, so it's like a painting. You just don't know where to touch or not.
Yes,
touch.
Yes. Yeah. Don't touch it, though.
No?
Acid.
His blood, what?
His skin blood is acid.
His skin blood is acid.
It's acid.
Gosh.
Yeah, that's why he wears that full suit. It covers, you know, neck to
from neck to bean.
From chin to chalice.
From chin to chode.
Yeah, because some of his parts are still gooey.
It's still gooey.
See, like his cheeks, they're still raw.
Yeah.
They're acid blood raw.
Acid raw.
Acid raw.
Now, are these parts going to get dry or are they just always going to be gooey?
They're always oozing.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, it's uncomfortable.
You go see a dermatologist for everything, I guess.
Yeah, it's kind of a never-ending thing, but it's not only to protect himself because those are also his most vulnerable areas.
So what are his powers then? What's he doing?
He knows how to wield a gun.
Oh, I bet.
He's like a handgun guy, not a big machine gun guy. He's like a slick little guy. Yeah. You know what I mean?
He's the guy that when he's ready to turn on you, you don't even see it. It's just like, and he's just there right by his hip.
It's so slick.
He's going to shoot from the hip.
He only works with tiny guns.
Like smaller probably than what would fit comfortably in his hand. Maybe too small.
They're literal finger guns. Her actual finger guns.
I want you to tell me in the most minute detail what that means.
You know how you put bugles on the tips of your fingers sometimes?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So all he has to do is he has like a special
little pocket.
A little pocket that he puts his finger in. And then all he has to do is bend it. He has to bend it and then put it back straight at the target. And then that's how he gets them.
A lot of training probably to get the accuracy on that.
He invented them. He's an inventor. He's an inventor scientist.
Okay.
Yeah. He used to be a good guy.
Sure.
He admired all the good guys. Yeah. And he just wanted to.
He looked up to them.
He looked up to them, but, you know, he had a really hard growing up.
Like what? I mean, was it just...
He was picked on.
Sure.
He had his heart broken a lot. He looked up to the superheroes, and he was in love with this woman.
Okay.
And she was in love with a superhero.
Damn it.
So he thought, if I could make myself a superhero, then she would love him. So the experiment, the experiment went horribly wrong.
Yeah,
he
naturally.
Tried to give himself a full body Superman sort of makeover.
Yeah,
right?
And it didn't go well.
Didn't go well. Burned all of his skin off.
Still oozing.
And he's still oozing. And now it's acid. His insides have turned acid.
Pilgrim?
He's on a pilgrimage.
To where? Where is he going?
To hell.
He's bringing everyone with him.
He's bringing everyone with him because now he looks like he's from hell.
Yeah, it's kind of like Oregon Trail, but instead of getting dysentery, it's going to be dead and it's to hell.
What is dysentery?
Who knows? Who fucking cares?
People die from dysentery?
Yeah, I think you just shit your guts out.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny, he did that too.
Did he?
Yeah, he doesn't have guts anymore. His insides, like I said, are rotten. It's crazy that he's even alive.
Well, it's crazy that he's still oozing something if he ain't got anything in there.
He was able to make that special leather black suit so that he doesn't ooze out everywhere and hurt things he doesn't want to hurt because the acid can eat through things.
Yeah.
So he had to make the special suit.
Yeah, so a special suit with little fingy guns tucked away. They're probably everywhere. He could probably get them wherever he wants, you know.
The fingy guns?
Sure.
Yeah, he sticks them in places that you wouldn't expect. You know how you see those big fights in movies?
Uh-huh.
Where all of a sudden you see somebody reach for a weapon that you didn't even know was even there?
Yeah, like in their boot.
Yeah. In their boot, but also in the room.
Sure.
So he has them hidden in also his lair and stuff in case of the big fights in the lair.
So he probably just throw his hands in any direction and he'll get like 14 fingy guns.
Yeah, absolutely. They're magnetized too. So if you press his button, you know how like you can call a hawk? to your hand.
Yeah.
He does that with the fingy guns.
To his fingies.
To his fingies. He's angry because his heart was broken, and a broken heart is the most dangerous thing in the world.
It is. Especially when your anus red all over your face.
Yeah, it hurts.
Hey, you want to know who this really is?
Yeah, tell me.
So this character's name is Johann Schmidt.
Okay, a little German, Germany Nazi.
Just you wait.
Oh, no.
A.K.A. the Red Skull.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
Sure, very, yes.
Kind of on the black of a nose. Yeah. But, you know, we're not breaking new ground here.
No.
With comic books.
No.
He is in the Marvel Universe, and the Red Skull is, by God, such a villain.
He looks it.
He is primarily the villain to Captain America, and he, a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
He is an actual Nazi.
Oh. Captain America.
Yeah. And we'll get to
that. What's funny is that America is full of Nazis now.
I know. It's like we switched. What up with that?
What the fuck is going on?
Yeah, he a Nazi. He's real bad.
Well, he dresses like one. He's not really good at being a secret Nazi.
Yeah, if he had like the Sound of Music kind of dress on, you'd be like, I don't suspect him for a fucking second.
That's the opposite.
It's literally the opposite of a Nazi. Yeah. It's a dancing nun. Singing to kids.
Singing to kids. Opposite.
A few of my favorite things. Schnickadoodle.
Well, she says one of my favorite things is schnitzel.
Schnitzel?
Schnitzel with noodles.
No.
Yeah, schnitzel. In the song.
Schnitzel with noodles. Schnitzel with noodles. Schnitzel with noodles. Schnitzel with noodles. Schnitzel with noodles.
Bum bum.
Schnitzel with noodles. Property is no night. You want to get some powers on this Red Skull?
Give it, please. It's getting hot.
So the Red Skull, it gets weird. He hops around in different bodies. And so things kind of vary from time to time. So we're going to hop right in here.
Okay.
So the first one is he has a genius level intellect. And he's also, you're right, he is a scientist.
I've been on a freaking roll, dude.
It's kind of scaring me that you're getting real close in all these damn characters.
Oh, no.
You're nailing it.
We're losing the point of the podcast.
My job's working.
I'm gaining knowledge.
Freaking hocus pocus gaining my energy.
I sure am.
So he's a scientist, so he's trying to do all these crazy, wacky, mad scientist stuff. And when you see all the Indiana Jones movies and all the things where they're trying to do things with the occult and experiments and all that stuff, he's kind of like the person that runs all of that in the Marvel Universe.
Wow.
He is an expert tactician, strategist, and field commander. So he is a fucking leader.
He's a leader soldier kind of guy.
Yeah. He's like, go that way.
And they're like, okay.
You're so kind. He's like, nine. That's all I got. That's the only thing I know how to yell. So good field commander. You know, he's just out in the field commanding. He is also a skilled hand-to-hand combatant and marksman.
Of course he is.
Nazi checklist. Okay, got it. At one point, he gets into a cloned body of Captain America, which gives him Captain America's peak human strength, speed, and stamina. He becomes what he hates.
What you resist persists.
At one point, he has telepathy strong enough to reach out and manipulate countless people with his thought waves.
Sounds very Hitler-y.
It's very Hitler-esque. It's very Hitler-style. And the last one, he has astral projection.
That's cool.
It is kind of cool.
I mean, he's not great, but that is cool.
But what happens is he just goes from body to body and he's just kind of like going in between. He's like, whoa! Nine. And he's flying around in the Shiza. Schnickadoodle. And he's just flown around. He's just projecting all astral all over this fucking place.
I love how you turn words into not words so quickly.
Yeah, welcome to a comic book where words are not words. You want some bio on this Red Skull?
Yeah, why is he who he is?
Okay, I'll tell you right now, it's going to be fucking hilarious. He grew up in an orphanage and became a beggar and a thief in the 20s and 30s in Germany.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of already see where this is going.
It's a little Anastasia-y.
Okay, sure. Yep. Yeah. Uh-huh. Eventually, he stops being a beggar and a thief, and he gets a legit job as a bellhop.
Evil bellhop. Bellhops are fucking creepy. They've always been creepy.
Seventh floor, please. More like the 666 floor. Like, that doesn't make sense.
No.
Here's a tip anyway. I feel bad.
I feel bad.
You're not making any money.
You're 17.
And your face is oozing everywhere. And that's not because of the red. He's just a teen and he's got acne. It's real bad.
Yeah,
it's real bad.
Of course.
What else would an evil bellhop do?
An evil bellhop would crash the elevator.
that's on the nose evil. A sure. real bellhop would have the elevator stop like 2 inches uneven from the floor.
So that when they come out, they trip?
They trip, and then you can close the gate on their ankle, and it's like, ah, and they just start moving, and their leg slides up. It doesn't get it caught. Eventually, it falls down. Don't worry.
It's subtle evil.
It's subtle evil. Yeah. That evil bellhop, he's just a dickhead bellhop.
He's just an asshole.
Eventually, as a bellhop, one of the guests there was a higher-up military leader, and he starts beating on one of his officers. And Johan sees this.
Yeah.
And the leader looks at him and sees the evil in Johan's eyes.
Because he likes it?
Because he likes it. Oh. He can sense it, and he can smell it. And he goes, I want you to be a part of my team. That man was Adolf Hitler. And so he recruited him and trained him personally to be an evil fuck.
Shit.
Yeah. So for a while, Johan was then in basic training and trained to lead people and all this stuff. And Hitler was personally checking in on him to see how it was going. And he didn't like what they were doing. So he made him more evil.
Was he a good kid before all this?
No, he was a beggar and a thief, and he was going around.
That doesn't mean
he was.
That doesn't mean he was bad. His parents died. He was just trying to get by, but he was not a good guy.
I was trying to spare you, Katie.
Okay.
Because what happens is his mom dies at childbirth.
Oh, so he did it.
And that is what his dad said. Oh. And his dad starts trying to kill him all the time and drowning him and beating the hell out of him.
Oh, no.
And eventually his dad dies and he goes to an orphanage. So he's got a whole bunch of serial killer
trauma.
Energy. So much trauma.
Not his fault.
Not his fault.
But the whole Hitler thing is his fault.
Well, listen, we just started his bio and we got the worst kind of shit going. And we just got to the Nazi stop. So hold on to your butts, kids. When he's finished his training with Yilde Hitler, Hitler gives him a red skull mask to put on so that it would strike fear into people and know that he is the face of the Nazi party.
So it's a mask?
In some cases, it is only a mask.
Oh.
But in most cases, it gets burned onto his face, or he used to use this dust that would melt people and have their skin kind of melt while it's on them.
Yeah.
And that one weapon backfired, and it made his face red and turn exactly into like his mask. So for the most part in the comics nowadays, it's really his face. But originally, it was just a mask.
Wow.
The U.S. heard about the Red Skull and said, well, we need someone to stop this guy. So they went and then created Captain America to stop the Red Skull.
Dang, for Red Skull.
So the age-old question, what came first, the Nazi or the hero? It was the Nazi.
It's the Nazi.
It's the Nazi.
Dang, cool. Or not cool.
Well, cool in this case, but not.
Good job, America, but like.
But also God bless our troops and, you know.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah. The Red Skull and Captain America fought many, many times. Though their final battle left the Red Skull buried under a rubble of a bombed building, and the gas that filled the rubble left him in suspended animation for decades.
In suspended animation.
So that means he was kept alive and he's just kind of sleeping, staying there, not aging, because Captain America then crashes into ice and it freezes him and he wakes up and it's like 40, 50 years later.
They both have similar stories.
So they both ended up being suspended in animation for decades.
Oh man, I bet that was not a coincidence.
Nope. I think it was.
Actually, it was.
The terrorist group Hydra rescued him.
Okay.
Though in some cases, it was the terrorist group AIM who...
Oh.
Remember who...
Was that MODOK?
Big old Mo showed up.
Mo showed up.
Eventually, Red Skull took over, whether it was AIM or the terrorist group Hydra.
Dang.
After starting fighting each other again and doing all these bad, bad stuff and Captain America trying to stop him and all these things, now in modern times, the Red Skull's health starts failing. And the Red Skull made a cloned body of Captain America and put his brain and consciousness inside of that cloned body.
Oh.
So he then was as strong as Captain America. And had his body.
Oh.
There are some comics where it shows Captain America's face, Steve Rogers, this blonde-haired, beautiful, handsome guy, but it's Red Skull, and he's painting a Red Skull on his face staring at you in this creepy, like,
He's like a little obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His mind Fuhrer's gone, and now his enemy lives, and he's going to take him down.
Dang, that's really creepy.
It's scary.
Yeah.
The Red Skull took a large group of people, and he did a whole bunch of mad science on them, and took magical artifacts, and he experimented on all these people and gave them powers and kind of turned them evil.
Okay.
And it became his own group of super beings that he was leading.
It's very Indiana Jonesy.
A little bit.
You know?
It's like Indiana Jones meets the superheroes, the Marvel Universe.
Yeah, yeah.
But he really gets into the Marvel Universe, and this is where it really collides.
Okay.
He and this group go to where Professor Xavier, he's passed away at this point, mm-hmm. and where his body is, and they go and they steal his brain and put it in Red Skull's skull. And he then has Professor Xavier's powers.
Oh, I hate him.
Yeah.
He sucks. He's taking all the good guys.
It gets worse.
Oh, no.
With Professor X's powers, he and his servants start a group and are dubbed the S-Men, mm-hmm. where their whole purpose is to destroy the X-Men and all mutants. So they become the anti-X-Men.
No.
Have no fear. Magneto, who's one of the biggest, most powerful mutants, and this is canon, he is a Holocaust survivor.
Oh.
And he hears that Red Skull is trying to kill even the people that Magneto wants dead. And he goes, abso-fucking-lutely not.
Yeah.
No, thank you. And he kills the entire group except the Red Skull and one or two other people. But he just eviscerates them. And he's like, no, Nazi bitch.
Magneto is an evil guy.
He is very evil.
But he's a Holocaust survivor.
He's a Holocaust survivor.
Holy shoot.
He and Professor Xavier go back on, like, they're still friends, but they're on opposite sides.
Oh. Okay.
They have the same opinion, but different ways to go about it. Professor Xavier wants to work with humanity. Magneto's like, let's just kill him. He's at odds, but he is a good guy sometimes. Toes the line. Red Skull, not anywhere near the line.
Sure, sure.
And that's kind of it about Red Skull.
He's creepy. I feel like he is the worst guy we've talked about.
How could you get worse? Do you have any questions about Red Skull?
No, why did you want to talk about Red Skull today?
I just think it was inevitable. I think he is a huge bad guy.
We were going to get to him.
We were going to get to him.
Yeah.
He's wonky as hell looking. And it is a little Indiana Jones. Maybe that's why I kind of like him. And I really love Captain America.
Mm.
And sometimes what works with heroes and villains is doing something that doesn't make any sense for them to be enemies.
Yeah.
Like Batman and the Joker or
sure,
what have you.
Sure, sure.
But this being the literal antithesis of each other
right.
is wonderful. You know,
yeah.
it's like you're literally a Nazi. You have no face.
Yeah.
You have an ugly, no-nosed face. And
right.
here's Captain America, who's Mr. Handsome, all about America and stuff.
Yeah.
So no questions?
No, you told me enough. Great. It's dark.
Yeah,
that
it's
stuff's dark.
Dude.
I'm good.
Well, like, Katie, is there something you want to put in my no-nosed Red Skull and just kind of like put in real knowledge and good, pure things?
Absolutely. Speaking of a red rush.
Uh-huh.
Matt.
Yeah.
Women get their periods. Isn't that wild?
I've heard that rumor.
You never seen it up close?
No. That's kind of a thing that's whispered among men that they say that if you see it, you better run because it will turn you into one.
Into a period?
Into a period.
Nice.
Yeah. So I've never seen one up close.
Good for you.
Yeah.
I've seen one up close. It's wild.
Did you get turned into one?
No, but sometimes it feels like I did.
You gonna teach me about periods?
So this is for sure not everything there is to know about periods and menstruation.
Right.
But we're gonna dive into just some crazy cool facts that maybe you don't know.
Well, let's break that goddamn stigma, huh?
Yeah, let's do it right in here, right now. Now, the first fact that I have is fucking wild, Matt.
Okay.
There is a rare period disorder that can cause bleeding from your eyes.
No.
Yeah. This shocked me. I was like,
I was already shocked that you said that there was another disorder. Like, it already probably feels like one anyway.
Oh, it sucks.
Go. My eyes are going to be closed this whole time.
Okay, so it's called vicarious menstruation, and it causes you to bleed from different organs.
No.
It's caused by endometrial tissue, which usually grows in the uterus during your period. When that tissue gets transmitted through the bloodstream.
Okay.
Which I didn't know it could do that.
Didn't know that either.
Well, that's freaking crazy, right?
Ouch.
If my eyes start bleeding, call a doctor.
I'm just going to yell I'm sorry at your stomach.
Yeah. Because that's where my period comes from, my stomach.
Your stomach. You got a lot to teach me.
The second fact is getting your period can worsen asthma. No, it can.
That's not funny, but I just
don't. I thought you were going to say that's not true.
No, I just don't understand.
Because of hormonal changes, the amount of oxygen in your blood.
Right.
And that can cause more issues with your asthma.
Huh.
Don't get asthma. And don't have a period if you have asthma.
D all the above.
The sound of your voice changes during your period.
Yeah, because women are yelling.
I knew you were going to say something. I knew. It gets so shrill.
No, that's offensive, but you do yell.
Again, hormonal changes can cause changes in your vocal cords.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Some funny euphemisms around the world about the period. This one from France, when translated, says, "The English have landed." You know, it's like Martha Monthly is here. I thought that one was pretty funny.
Because they were in red coats.
Right.
I got it.
Right.
I like history.
And then the German euphemism for it is strawberry week. Yeah.
Huh?
I get it. I could see that. I get it.
So you just walk right up to me and you stare me dead in the eyes and go, strawberry week.
Women lose about 2.7 ounces of blood during period.
Oh, gosh.
Which is honestly less than I thought. It feels like a lot more often.
Yeah.
2.7 ounces, that's like a really hearty shot when you think
about
it.
Oh, I would have thought that like a day.
Oh, per day?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, same. Yeah. That's how it feels like sometimes, but it's not. It's about 3 ounces. Orgasms can make cramps feel better.
Okay.
Now we're talking.
Now we're getting to the facts I like. All right. I'm listening. When you're having cramps, are you going to want sex?
No.
Yeah, exactly.
No, I
that sounds like a fact made up by a man. Like, you mean I can't have it for a week? I heard on the Stupid Comic podcast.
The lady. That it was from a
it
lady.
It was from a lady, I think.
Women go through 15,000 period products in their lifetime.
Whoa.
So that's tamps.
Yeah.
That's pads.
Okay.
That's cups.
Cups?
Have you ever heard of a diva cup?
I don't know.
Do you know what a diva cup is?
I've heard the words come out of your mouth with friends, and I just nod and smile.
So it's a silicone cup.
Okay.
That you like twist and you stick up there and then it kind of unfolds inside of you. The muscles in the vagina are so strong.
Okay.
That it keeps it up there and so it collects the blood. But then you have to go in there with your fingies and pull it out and then dump the cup out. I've never used one.
Sounds like a lot of work.
It is always a lot of work. Being a woman is always a lot of work.
It is so much more work just you having to describe all the facts about a period.
I'm sweating. Speaking of work, women have about 400 periods in their lifetime.
That is 398 more.
400.
That's too many.
I know.
Holy hell. That's a lot.
So I just want you to feel bad for me now.
I do.
No, don't. I'm proud of being a woman. It's part of being a woman. It's beautiful. It's natural. And it should be talked about on podcasts. You should embrace it. If you have a woman in your life, you hug her.
You thank her.
And you carry her everywhere you go. Because the burden that she carries on her back and in her uterus is more than you will ever know. And you should, God is a woman.
And if she ever looks you dead in the eyes and says, strawberry week, you buy her whatever the fuck she wants because
the English have landed.
Is it true about periods and being in the water and sharks?
No, actually, it's not necessarily true because oftentimes when you're in the water, the buoyancy of the water and the liquid inside of you, it keeps it up.
Whoa.
So you're less likely to leak into the water.
Okay.
So that's bullshit.
Fuck you, shark.
Fuck you, shark. You ain't have any excuse to come near me because you got nothing.
Well, that's pretty damn crazy. Why'd you want to teach me about periods?
Because I'm a woman.
Yeah. Well, God, I know it.
I'm a woman. Mm-hmm. And I get my period. And I think we should talk about it more because it happens so much. I'm not going to sit here in silence anymore, Matt.
I'll stop silencing you over your period.
Stop silencing me, Matt.
I buy you tampons all the time.
Actually, guys, you should know this. Matt will just randomly buy me extra tampons. Like when I'm not even on my period. And he'll be like, I just got you some extra. He knows like the kind that I like. And it's very sweet. It's really, really kind. I've never had a boyfriend that did that. I think you did it once and I cried.
You did cry.
It was really sweet.
Well, what she doesn't know is I already knew the fact about better orgasms on your period. So I'm like, if I just get an in.
Then you can get it in.
I can get in. The English have landed.
The English have landed. Happy strawberry week.
Well, that's going to do it for us, huh? My name is Matthew McLachlan.
Well, my name is Katie Sexton.
And you have been Comic Booked.
We're all going to sync up.